الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Before we start speaking about rozas and how rozas should be kept and the explanation of this ayat, just a few incidents for our motivation to encourage us to be more devoted to the Quran Sharif. One is, just recently, a few months ago, a lady in Trinidad who passed away at the age of 83. Her granddaughter explained some aspects of her life, and especially those that dealt with her connection with the Quran Sharif. One, she explained that as a grandmother, she would speak to her grandchildren. And one occasion, laughingly, she told them that when she was still a young girl, just married, young woman, she was working in a rice field. And this, the daughter explained how much control she had of her nafs and how hard working she was. That she was working in a rice field, and from there her labor pain started. She was expecting a child. She went, delivered the child, and the next day already she had the child tied to her back and she was working again. And so how hard working, and her whole life she was very hard working, and also great control over her nafs. Then she explains one time, also explaining to the children, that when she was 10 years old, the grandmother, she was reading Quran Sharif on her bed with a kerosene lamp, paraffin lamp, and that lamp fell and the bedding caught fire. Her father ran in to save her, to put out the fire, and as he was, all the time he was saying, "It's so amazing," some words like that. Afterwards she explained that the fire had burned a circle around her, and she was not touched at all, and her Quran Sharif was not touched at all. The other bedding was burning around her, and she was completely safe. And she was a hard working woman. She did some work 8 hours a day. From one section of the house she was working, and together with all this, she was making all her farz namaz that was there. She was a very pious lady. Together with that, all her nawafil also. Tahajjud, ishraq, chasht, awwabin, all. Every day, salatul tasbih also. And together with that, all the the surahs. Surah Waqia, Al-Iflam, Mim, Sajda, etc. And she, whoever came, her customers where she worked, all the time introducing them to Allah, speaking them to Allah, connecting them to Allah. All their problems turn to Allah. Allah will save you from all your problems. In this way she worked. And at the age of 60, she had developed a cataract in one of her eyes, and because of that, it had effect on her vision. And her greatest sorrow and lament at that time, she was saying, was that now I won't be able to read Quran Sharif. But to her utter amazement, her vision was impaired, but she started double her reading. She used to read one supara a day, one juz. She started reading 2 juz. And then she doubled it to 4 also. And towards the end of her life, 10 juz a day. And then she explained to them, to the children, that she realized then, Allah made a practical teaching lesson for her, that Allah is not in need of the means. The means of the eyes to see is universally accepted, we all know. But though her vision was going less, Allah granted her to read more Quran Sharif. She could see more, so her vision was going. So Allah is not in need of any means. So that was a great lesson of Iman, which she had learned practically, and which we also should learn. That asbab are there, but Allah is not in need of asbab. And as our elders explained, that the normal general principle of Allah Ta'ala is that Allah does things according to asbab. That is, a person eats, his stomach gets full. He wears warm clothing, he feels warm. He takes medicine, he gets better. That is Allah is using his qudrat according to the means. And sometimes Allah Ta'ala uses his qudrat without the means. The means are not there. A person didn't eat and he's not feeling hungry also. And we all experience that also. And we are surprised. Yeah, in Ramzan, everyone experiences it. And there are many people who don't really feel the roza. In fact, Nafal rozas become to some people that they even forgot they got roza. They don't make iftari also. Then they realize, oh, I had roza, I had to open my roza. So without the food, Allah Ta'ala satiates. And how many times a person will feel very thirsty and just for whatever reason he couldn't drink water at that time. And afterwards he forgot that he was even thirsty. So Allah Ta'ala uses his qudrat without the means also. And Allah Ta'ala uses his qudrat at times against the means also. That we take food for our health to get strength in the body. But Allah uses his qudrat and that food becomes a source of his illness. And then even the doctor will ask him what you ate. And then you ate this and you became ill. That food was supposed to give you health, was supposed to give you strength. And in fact, it gave you illness. Medicine, which is very common also. A person takes medicine for cure, but then many times the medicine causes other diseases. And the doctor also says, that medicine you are taking, that has caused this disease, this bimari in you. So Allah Ta'ala's qudrat is above everything. Asbab, to use asbab is sunnah. To trust and believe in asbab, that asbab does, that is totally haram, it is kufr, shirk, that you believe that asbab can do, Allah alone. And this is the test Allah has put also, that use asbab, but don't trust in asbab. Your trust must be solely in Allah Ta'ala. And that you use asbab, we see you got a job, you are earning, and you are living, things are going nice, but don't put your trust in that. Allah, the day you have to lose your job, and if in your job you have to do some un-Islamic thing, then give up your job. If you have trust in Allah, it won't be difficult to give up the job. But if you have trust in that asbab, in the sabab, it will be very hard to give up the job. That what am I going to do now? And so, everything Allah give us that our full trust be on Allah. We use the asbab, and on the other hand, if there was no asbab, and Allah Ta'ala was doing everything with his qudrat, and we saw the qudrat of Allah, then there should be no test for us also. We should see that Allah is doing everything. Everything is carrying on solely with the qudrat of Allah without any means. Then there was no test for us. But Allah wants to test us in this world. And in Alam-e-Arwah, when Allah had gathered all our souls, Allah had asked, Alastu bi Rabbikum, there were no asbab at that time. At that time, it was only the qudrat and we could see Allah Ta'ala, and everyone said, Bala, there is no doubt, Ya Allah. You now, in Allah brought us in the exam room in this dunya, and Allah put the asbab, and we see with our eyes, we perceive with our senses that asbab are doing things. But a mu'min is he, that الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ, that his full iman and yaqeen is on the ghayb, that Allah is not using, Allah is not doing our things with the asbab, it is by his qudrat. So Allah Ta'ala bless us with that. So anyway, she learned that lesson, and it is a great lesson, and Allah, whom he wants to, practically in our lives, we see it also. Many times, totally against the asbab, without asbab, and how Allah Ta'ala helps us, does our work, and that increases the yaqeen. فَزَادَهُمْ إِيمَانًا. The iman increases at that time. So, she was reading more Qur'an Sharif, and towards the end of her life, she was reading 10 juz. also towards the end, about 2 years before she passed away, towards the end of her life, she got cancer and a very serious tumor in her brain. But her children used to ask her that, how are you feeling, the children, the family people, and she said, Alhamdulillah, any pain, no pain. And this totally baffled the doctors, because with that cancer she had and in the brain, they said she should be suffering a very, very severe pain all the time. But she, when they told her that, she said it's the barakat of the Quran Sharif. That the Quran Sharif's barakat, that I'm feeling no pain whatsoever. She had lost her parents also, her husband also, her children also. And when discussing it with her children and with the other families, the grandchildren, etc., with a smile on her face, she should say, the granddaughter says in a broken Trinadian language, that my child, it's Allah's wish. What Allah does, we accept. Allah knows what He does. So this is again, not only to believe in taqdeer, but tafweed. And this tafweed is also a level which is even higher than ikhlas. And it is very difficult that a person just submits to Allah. That you see, you are living in difficult conditions. Allah wanted it this way. I'm happy with it. This problem came, that problem came, problems on problems come. And a person accepts, Allah, your wish. So this is also all by the barakat of the Quran Sharif. And if we read Quran Sharif, Allah give us tawfiq, that we make niyat, that the noor of the Quran, the teachings of the Quran must come into our lives. Whether we understand, whether we don't understand, then the Quran Sharif is the main source of the whole of our deen. It is the basic and the rock bottom of everything. And how much we attach with Quran Sharif and with the correct conviction, that Quran Sharif, even without understanding, and even those who cannot read, but they just pass their fingers on the ayahs also, if for a valid reason they didn't learn, they can't learn, they will get the barakat of the Quran Sharif. It's a very, very great kitab which Allah has given us. More than if we have billions of rands in our houses, the Quran Sharif will sort out more problems, more than what we got connections with whichever politician, state president, mayor, councillor, anyone. The Quran, if we have connection with the Quran, it is the greatest thing. So Allah had blessed her, and we should take inspiration from that. Also, the young woman who writes, her mother and her aunties, towards the end of her grandmother's life, when she was reading 10 juz herself. And today is a phone zamana, all the WhatsApp and all that. They made groups and they shared with people, other women, to read one supara a day. So 10 women were reading one supara to try and compensate what she was reading. What one woman alone at the age over 80 was doing. 10 young women together had to do so much what she was doing. And together with that, till 2 years before she passed away, her work, 8 hours of work a day, she was also doing. And together with that, all her ma'amulat and her wazaif and everything also. And she had time for everyone. So we should take a lesson from here, inspiration, that how much we can read Quran Sharif. And how much, and she told her granddaughter also, about 2 years before she passed away, granddaughter went and met her, and the grandmother told that it's perhaps the last time we meet. So she put her arm around her and asked her, my child, how much of Quran Sharif do you read? So she made a fumbled in her words, because perhaps she wasn't reading very little. She said, yes, I must try and read more, something like that. Then she told her that read more, make Quran Sharif your companion. And Quran Sharif, she says, I saw that by the barakat of the Quran Sharif, that whatever need I have, even small needs of dunya, then she says, before I turn the page, Allah fulfills my need. Like, for example, I want to meet somebody, I haven't met that person for a long time. So she says, perhaps this is now like an exaggeration, but very soon after that, Before I turn the page, I meet the person. I have a desire to eat something. Before I turn the page, that food just comes to me. Whatever I desire. So Quran Sharif, if we make it our companion, and what better occasion than this month of Ramadan? That yeah, and Allah reward all the satis who are reading, that we try and make this environment of 24 hours of Quran Sharif. And when we go home, if we can't read for 24 hours, but as much time as possible. Also, one lady in our country, she listens to her four sons, I think she has. All are hafiz the Quran. She is in Durban, the sons are in different places. And by phone, she listens to their door, one after the other. Each one's door. So connection with Quran Sharif all the time. There are other ladies also, mashallah, almost all the time reading Quran Sharif, listening to Quran Sharif. And so the house, especially in Ramadan, if we can, in our homes we have a roster made and we try and Quran Sharif be recited all the time. And the Quran Sharif is the source of drawing Allah's rahmat also, Allah's barakat also, security from Allah Ta'ala. Like Quran Sharif, we keep it in the home, in our cars also. It's a source of great barakat also, Allah's rahmat also, and a source of great security as well. And Allah give us tawfiq, as Hazrat Shaykh Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi has written, that all this, reading Surah Waqia after at night, that we shouldn't just read it, because it then poverty won't come to us. That is permissible. And Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said, in these times, tell the people of the dunya's benefits of deen also. But the deen actually we should practice not for dunya's benefits. Fully, dunya's full benefits are also in it. But we should practice it not really for Jannat also. That is also in order. Nothing wrong. It is more superior. But really just to please Allah. We should be practicing deen just to please Allah. How much we get if we practice it for dunya's benefit? Allah, if we do it for Allah's pleasure, we'll get much more than that also. And how much we do it to get the enjoyments of Jannah, if we do it for Allah's pleasure, we can't imagine what we will get. So Allah give us tawfiq that the benefits of our deen, of Quran Sharif, Durood Sharif, Zikr of Allah, everything is tremendous for this dunya also. Security also, barakat also, rahmat also. But if we do it just for the pleasure of Allah, then the greatest benefit we will get. And the greatest enjoyment also a person will get. So she used to recite Quran Sharif, and Allah Ta'ala made her life such a wonderful life also. And when she passed away, beautiful mort also. And everyone, what we have sent forward, and how much really, if we send Quran Sharif ahead, and we go in the qabr, it comes in the riwayat, that the Quran Sharif will come in the qabr in the form of a very handsome man. And then when even munkar, when ghusl is being given to the person, then after the ghusl, the kafan they are putting, then this Quran Sharif, it stands there and it comforts that mayyat also while they are giving ghusl. And then it goes in between the kafan and it says, you never left me, you made me your companion, and now I won't leave you till I get you to Jannat. The Quran Sharif is there. Then in the qabr, the Quran Sharif. When Munkar Nakir come, and they want to, they even ask him to excuse himself, because we have got our interrogation to do. He says, you can do your job, but this person never left me, I can't ever leave him. In my presence, you'll have to carry on with your job, and you can ask your questions. And when they ask, and it's frightening, it's for any person, as Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali writes, that for even a righteous and pious person, even a very experienced and good driver, if he goes for his driving test, he's also nervous. And though the person who is going to test him is just a human like him. And in most cases, they are even trained that they mustn't put fear in the person. They must treat him in a nice way. But the munkar nakir in the qabr, it comes, the details of it, very frightening. So there, Quran Sharif will be there, and some riwayat tells the person, give this answer. So if you are writing an exam paper, and you've got your good friend there to tell you, like in our time, those who do the wrong thing, they got a cell phone, and they are writing from the cell phone, and they are writing their answers also. There, the Quran Sharif. And the Quran Sharif then, after that, goes and bring the bathing of Jannat for that person. And spreads it out for him, makes his bed for him, and tells him, now you sleep and enjoy. You have got no worry whatsoever. So Quran Sharif, may Allah Ta'ala make it our companion also. And then when we die, it will be what we have sent ahead. Where we can send lot of other things also, especially our charity also. Allah give us all tawfiq. And by Allah Ta'ala, it's not the amount that we spend, but rather what the sincerity and the feeling that we spend. If a rich man gives 10,000 rand, and a poor person who can afford to give 10 rand, by reward by Allah, both will be the same. That one, according to his quantity, he will get. But this person, percentage-wise, they both have given the same. That person has also given perhaps 1%, and he has also given 1%. So both the percentage-wise, they have given the same. So Allah, give us tawfiq, and this, which better month can there be an occasion than the month of Ramadan? And if we can have, and there are many people who arrange, we can just, who we have trust in, to arrange iftari for people, to arrange sehri for people, and throughout the year also, to arrange food. There are many, many poor people, refugees, etc. Besides that, there are so many poor people who haven't got anything. And Allah's system, that He has given us the opportunity to spend on those people. Not just to find fault in them, that they are lazy, they don't work, or things like that, but that we, and also one great ploy of shaitan, whenever we want to give something, but we will want to find all the masail, whether he is eligible for zakat. We should find out. No, we don't just give blindly. But Sharia has kept it so light also, that who you think is the person who deserves zakat. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has written this instance also. One person wanted to give his charity. So he went at night, and he put it in the hand of one person. And the next day, the talk became in town that a prostitute, a woman who sells herself, she was given charity. So he said, oh, I didn't give it. He was sincere. I didn't give it to the right person. Again, he went the next day and he put it in somebody's hand. The talk went around. A thief, a crook, was given charity. Again, he wanted to give it to the right person. He went and the talk went around. A rich man was given charity. So he thought that I gave 3 times my charity, whatever it was, and I gave it in the wrong hands. But then he saw a dream that all 3 days his charity was accepted by Allah. And that woman, she saw that when Allah is giving me with respect and honor, she was doing out of her desperation, her wrong things that she was doing. But when Allah is giving me with respect and honor, why must I do that? So she made tawbah. The crook saw that Allah is giving me without me stealing. So he made tawbah from that. The rich man saw that other people are giving, why am I not giving? So he also made tawbah of his stinginess and that, and he also started spending. So we should spend, and with sincerity, and whatever we see, where we think it is a good source, Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. So we should take lesson. Another very interesting instance, which is still today also, our good friend Maulana Ahmed Dokrat of Lodium explained this to me, and I asked him again to refresh it a few times. He explained he was in Cape Town, he lived there doing maktab work. And then he had befriended one person, and he learned then that he is most probably, I think, 4 daughters. between 2 and 4. They were all hafidha, and they used to read 5 suparas of Quran Sharif every day before Fajr. Before Fajr, 5 suparas. Then he said after some time, he asked him again that they were reading. Usually when person is young also, sometimes they become very pious, but then afterwards they turn again and change the conditions, change the idea, still reading. So he says now they are reading 10 suparas every day before Fajr, each one of them. So this is great inspiration. Also one of them had studied, learned off by heart, some Tajweed Kitab, Qiraat Kitab with all the rules. And a Sheikh of Medina Sharif had come and they informed him, he went and he listened to her. And he said that, if I remember correctly, what according to that Sheikh of Medina Sharif, he said there are only 27 people in the world who know this Kitab off by heart, according to what he knows. And she was a young girl, she was amongst them. So Allah Ta'ala give us also tawfiq to excel in our deeni knowledge. Today our little children, with regard to the cell phone, what we don't can't understand, they just do it so fast, and we tell them to teach us, but they're so fast in the teaching, we can't learn from them also. They are too fast. We are driving in a car, and another car is far away still. They say exactly which car that is. The way they know that car, everything. So this is today in the air. Allah make it that we make an effort that deen comes in the air like that. That the little children, Ibn Abidin Shami rahmatullah alayhi most probably wrote that, he's writing in his time, perhaps about 200, 300 years ago, that if a person who may be even a big sheikh, but if he reads Quran Sharif and he makes a mistake, he says a little child will also correct him. So much it was common, and the Quran Sharif was alive, and the little child will also correct that person. So Allah give us tawfiq that we make our connection with Quran Sharif, and if we make this, we try our best, we resolve, we make this resolution that this month, this year, now, I'm making one of my objects of life, my connection with Quran Sharif. That I'm going to read Quran Sharif. I'm going to bring the Quran Sharif alive. I'm going to teach the Quran Sharif. And mashallah, there are those people also, our elder people, that there was one Maulana Suleiman of Kafleta in Johannesburg many years ago, he has passed away. And it was famous about him wherever he used to go. And those days, of course, cars, people didn't have their cars, public transport wasn't also, there wasn't all this taxis, and just to travel easily, he used to go walking. And he used to walk a lot of places. People used to walk up to 15 kilometers, 20 kilometers to go and teach madrasa, and then come back again. And for him it was famous that whoever, anyone asked him how far is this place, he wouldn't say it takes me 1 hour, he wouldn't say it takes me so many kilometers, miles in those days, it's 5 suparas away, it's 10 suparas away. That how long it takes to read, so he should measure according to that. To reach here, it takes me 5 suparas. To reach there, it takes me 10 suparas of rest. They were just reading Quran Sharif. There was also one Hafiz Badat in Pietermaritzburg. Also Quran Sharif, whole day, just reading Quran Sharif. And plenty other people. One Maulana Salat, who was in Isipingo Rail, he also, when he went to his daughter's place, when he was old, retired, and they were going for a picnic on a Sunday to the sea. So they were going early, so they told him, let's go. So he says, I can't. I don't leave my house until I haven't read my 5 suparas. Then only, they say, you can read whole day at the sea. What better be sitting by the sea and reading Quran Sharif all the time.
He says that
I don't leave my home until I haven't read my 5 suparas. So we, our quarta supara, read it every morning. Make sure that we don't go even till Fajr. Before Fajr we finish it. Or after Fajr we read. But we don't go out to do our work, anything, till we haven't read our quarta supara, 1 supara, 2 suparas, whatever Allah give us tawfiq. And as much as we can, we should try and read. And also, mashallah, there are many ulama around in our country, what we know little bit, quite a few who in Ramadan make 1 khatam a day. So Allah give us also tawfiq, and together with that all the other work they are doing, but they are reading Quran Sharif also all the time. Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq to have connection with Quran Sharif. And there are many other very very great miracles of the Quran Sharif also. Most probably it is of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that when he used to put his leg in the 1 stirrup of the horse, before he puts his leg in the next stirrup, he should complete 1 Quran Sharif. Which Hazrat Mufti Mahmud Sahib rahmatullah alayhi say, this is nothing else but karamat. It's not adat, it's not by nature. A person is beyond his means to do that. But by Allah's qudrat, that a person can read, and to read the whole Quran, Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in 1 rakat. And in front of our eyes, Hafiz Yusuf Jassad finishes in 1 night. This time he's taking 2-3 nights to complete. But 1 night he reads the whole Quran Sharif. And he reads how many suparas in 1 rakat. And then just the last few surahs in the next rakat. And so it's right in front of our eyes. And which everyone witnesses in our masjid, the Quran Sharif, whole Quran Sharif is recited over the month. Many places, 3 paras, 10 paras they are reading, and we are seeing it with our eyes. And we also know guaranteed nothing else in the world can be learned like this. When one person learned something, telephone directory with all the numbers, it was a big thing. And the amount of millions of huffaz presently in the world, and the good huffaz. Like that, once we met some Moroccan brothers, and they say, who you people call hafiz, how you people read. Like that, everyone in Morocco is a hafiz. But we regard that person as a hafiz, that when he completed, he never opened the Quran again to check. His whole life he just reads from memory. And which is common with them, when we were in Jamaat in Europe, where the Moroccans used to be, after Fajr, after Maghrib, they used to call it the Hizb. They should make a circle and all should sit and read half supara every day. And all should read from the Mus'haf, but the Hafiz without a Mus'haf, without a Quran. He reads out of memory. And this was their practice all the time. And we might think of Europe as what, but there are those. These are the real hot spots where Allah's rahmat is coming down. And they used to be reading Quran Sharif all the time. Every morning, every night. And a lot of them, they had this practice in their homes also. So Allah Ta'ala make it, in essence, for me, first of all, for all of us, our connection with Quran. More we read Quran Sharif, and in our homes we read Quran Sharif, in our businesses we read Quran Sharif, in our cars we read Quran Sharif, wherever we can. We read of memory, or we read looking inside, but that we are reading Quran Sharif, and we make our connection. Instead of having the radio on, instead of having some other, watching other things, that we make our connection with Quran Sharif. And this is a great, great honor, whom Allah Ta'ala blessed us with. With regard to this ayat, Allah Ta'ala is addressing the believers. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. And the believers are the friends of Allah Ta'ala. Allahu waliyul ladhina amanu. And here also very interesting that Allah said Allah is the friend of the believers. Allah didn't say the believers are the friends of Allah. So Allah in His friendship, and in friendship you become very, very informal also. So Allah will become informal with you. Allah is Allah. Allah does it. But you don't become informal with Allah. Keep the husband. Don't take Allah as your personal friend, as your old friend. We are old friends. I can phone you at any time. I can speak as I want to. He's a friend. And also, which is famous, familiarity breeds contempt. So when you become like many people, there is also one subject, we just speak a little bit of it. Many of us who are old namazis, so to say, we are making namaz for the last 20, 30, 40, 50 years. And we go in either of one of two directions. That we are making namaz for so long, now we take it like for granted. Now we just, our hands also, we just fasten like they're just loosely. And just here also when we fasten, just like anyhow, and the hands are just hanging anyway. Now we namaz is like we're not worried about. Over the years we just so got used to it. And in namaz also we are scratching also, we're not worrying now and then. Scratching here, we are moving like changing gears also in namaz, moving forward, back, all funny things we do. And one is that namaz, as we go more, as you get the recognition, more you become conscious of your namaz. More you become, you understand the presence of Allah Ta'ala. So that namaz will be a completely different. You can either be going in that direction or you are going in the other direction. So anyway, Allah is our friend. But from our side, the azmat of Allah, the greatness of Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali, his house, which was really practically one room, it was attached to the masjid. And to go to the masjid in his old age, he had to sit a few times to catch his breath. But when he used to make his awwabin 20 rakats, he should stand and make them. And when his friends, his khadims insisted, Hazrat, sit and read it, he said, I feel shy that I must sit in front of Allah. Like some great person comes and you just sit. Like somebody comes here, great respectable person, and we just sit and we just make salam like that. And you stand up to respect the person, to receive the person. So Maulana should say, I feel shy that I should sit and make my namaz. We should take inspiration from there. And then also, sitting down is half the sawab. So a person should also think, I'm earning, and who will be prepared just because a little bit more effort and you can get double wages. If you are working somewhere and the boss tells you, if you sit on your chair and work, I will give you 500 rand. And if you stand, I'll give you 1,000 rand. A person who's got some problems also will also stand. Really, when Shariat has permitted to sit, but that is when we are really, we can't stand. And for farz namaz. And also that even when we have to still sit, but still we feel, I wish I could stand. I was not sitting. I could stand. That feeling should still be there. One time, Mufti Zainul Abideen Sahib Rahmatullah Ali gave a bayan in the ulama bayan in Raiwind, and he explained that today we won't travel with camels. We will use the car, plane, train, whatever, all the forms of transport. But he said, till today we should have it in our heart that I wish we could be also traveling on the camel. That how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam traveled, his mode of transport, which the most common was the camel, that we should still have that desire and that love. Though practically we won't do it, but that desire should be in us. In that also we should understand, in the matters of deen, one attitude and approach to deen, that we are living in different times. So we just now, hook, line and sinker, we accept what is now. And one is, we keep our hearts still 1400 years back. We have to do what we have to do today, but our heart is not in these things. Our heart is still there. A person is ill and he has to sit at a table when he has to eat. But his heart is not in that. His heart is still that I wish I could be sitting on the floor. So all the other, in this way we will stick to the deen and maintain deen. And if we choose the other attitude, deen will just go from our hands. And we will just be sacrificing everything of our deen. So Allah Ta'ala addresses his friends, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. This address also, Allahu Akbar, ulama have written, that whenever we read this, يا أيها الذين آمنوا. I can't remember the number, but a certain number of ayats are يا أيها الذين آمنوا. Other places is يا أيها الناس. But يا أيها, and this address of يا, O people of Iman, wasn't in any of the previous scriptures. In the previous scriptures, Torah, Injil, Zabur, Allah only spoke to the Nabi of the time. Yeah, Allah speaks to Nabi also, and Allah speaks to all the believing. And that is the great honor for this ummah, that Allah is speaking, that you are a mu'min. Allah is speaking to me. That Allah, you don't become a Nabi or Rasul. Allah doesn't mean that. But that this honor, that Allah is speaking directly to me. So when we read that, ulama say, wherever we come across, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, but how much of reverence, respect, honor, love. And like the Sahaba, when Allah sends salams to Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he asked, if Allah take my name. Yeah, also Allah is speaking to me, to the believer. We should really appreciate what Allah has given us through our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, being in the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. That Allah, again, if we understand the greatness of Allah, the absolute Allah, the one Allah, how great Allah is, the kindness, the magnificence of Allah, and He is speaking to me. Yeah, in this world, Allah Ta'ala, if some person of what we regard as status in dunya, as to speak to us, we will regard it, oh, he spoke to me personally. It will be such a great thing. But yeah, Allah Ta'ala is speaking to me. So we should really appreciate this great, great ni'mat that Allah has given this ummah. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, kutiba alaykumus-siyam. Kutiba, fa'al majhool. That rosas have been written for you, prescribed for you, made faras for you. Of course, Allah made rosas faras. But Allah didn't say, كَتَبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ. Allah said, كُتِبَ, rosas have been made faras. This also speaks of how Allah Ta'ala, Allah doesn't have to consider us, but considering. When you tell somebody to do something, also we learn, consider how to tell that, consider that person, make it as easy as possible. The heaviest task also. One time, one of our Jalsa occasions, Allama Khalid Mahmood Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, was here with us. And while we were eating, one of the satis who did lot of work in the Jalsa, so I said, you have really tired yourselves, worked very hard. So Mufti Allama said, that is the way to speak to him. You lighten his burden. You show that little appreciation. And he feels that I've been appreciated. So how to speak to people, Allah teach us also. Especially with the wife, whole day she worked so hard. With the children, housework. She had the work in the house. She had her ups and downs. And when we come home, then also appreciate all what has been done. One person, when he came one day home, he found the children are all still in their pajamas of the previous night. Their pajamas, they hadn't eaten anything also. Dirty also. They haven't been washed or anything. The house is in a mess. So he's wondering what happened now. And then he found his wife in the bed sleeping. He says that, all this, what's happening? Are you not well or something? She says, no, I'm well, but you every day you say I do nothing. So today I decided to do nothing. And now you saw the result when I do nothing. And every day when I'm working the whole day, and you get your results, and you see everything is spick and span, tidy, children have been seen to, food, the kitchen, the food table is ready, food is ready, you never appreciate. So one day I thought I won't do anything, and then you'll realize that you every day telling me you do nothing the whole day. So today I did nothing. So that is, so Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to appreciate people also. So in this word kutiba, there is a lot of lessons for us to learn also. When Allah is considering us, Allah doesn't have to pause in this world. He gives work to somebody. He just gives duty. You do it or you don't do it. You don't want to do it, you go. There's the door. you go. But Allah Ta'ala is speaking and make a difficult task which Allah says, لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعا. Only what you can manage to do, I'll tell you to do so much. But that also, Allah says, it's difficult for you, you're going to take it hard, so I'm making it easy. So Allah says, that Allah doesn't say, I made rozas for us. Rozas have been made for us for you. Like also, we know many of our friends also, we get this regularly also, we want something like the wife must do it. Or the children, we want some law. And then we don't tell them, this is my law. We say, Hazrat said this. Maulana said, you must do this. Hey, so that, I didn't say it, don't blame me. I'm not making our life hard for you. Hazrat said it. Hey, so like that Allah says, there's no other Allah. It's Allah, one Allah. But Allah didn't say, I made rozas for us for you. Rozas have been made for us for you. So Allah Ta'ala has taught us great lesson. So the more we attach with Quran, with the correct intention, passion, feeling, Allah will put all this. And whereas Quran opens to a person, wallah, more than all the treasures of the world opening to a person. A person, somebody, a husband comes and give a wife a credit card. It's loaded with 1,000,000 rands. And you can use it as you want to. Quran Sharif is loaded with, we can't imagine with what it is loaded. And as you go with your credit card, you can buy this, you can buy that. It's just going, no questions asked. It's a clear card. They won't even check whether there are enough funds or anything. It's a real super card. And the Quran is more than that also. That you just turn the pages of the Quran and what it will open to a person. And Allah reward our ulama, the mufassireen. We really have to make so much dua for them. How they have opened the Quran and the gems of the Quran. And the more a person, any person, even ordinary people, the more they used to read Quran, our old people, they were not ulama. But the gems that used to come out of their mouth, the words of advice that they used to give, all because of the barakat of the Quran Sharif. Allah give us all tawfiq. Let us appreciate this great kitab and this great institution of fasting, roza, great, great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. SubhanAllah.